And Jim God, we love this lady. Please welcome to the show the Mayor of Glenorchy and possibly the newest independent member for Clark, of course, Christy Johnston.
Hello.
Christy, thank you so much for joining us. First of all,
thank you for having me.
How are you feeling at the moment?
I'm really nervous. This has to be the longest week ever.
Yeah, because we're just talking off air just then. How long before you will find out the final results of whether or not you're going to become the newest independent member for Clark?
I hope they're going to do a bit of an update this afternoon on the website, okay. But we won't know until at least Tuesday next week. So I feel like the last 5 weeks of the campaign was so incredibly fast, but this week it seems like a year already. Yeah. It's what, Thursday today? Is that where we're up
yeah.
to?
Yeah, sorry to remind you.
Look, I mean, I don't know how you're feeling, but in primary school I went for school captain and one of the other people, they demanded like a recount and it was the longest 50 minutes.
I 50 think. Minute recount.
A recount, what, yeah. with the five kids in your school?
Yeah, no.
There's 30 ballot papers. Yeah,
there was
a lot of time to scrutinise.
32 in my grade. So I'm feeling you.
Thank you.
Christy, look, I mean, we don't want to can our chickens before they hatch.
No.
But, I mean, it must be conflicting as well because if you are to get this, it means you're no longer the mayor of Glenorchy and, you,
that's
you,
right.
and you're loved within the community. So
I love my job as mayor.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Oh, look, it's difficult because, I love my job as mayor and it's been a really great privilege to be mayor, but I do feel like I can do some more for the community by being in parliament, so that's why I obviously put my hand up. But there will be a great team at council there. You know, we've got a really solid team, and I'm sure there'll be a great number of candidates for mayor if I'm lucky enough to be elected.
So, if you are, as Nate said, the newest independent member for Clark, what are some of the things that you want to do? What are some of the things that you want to change?
Oh, look, there's lots of things that I want to change, and certainly health was the number one issue that people talked to me about in the community during the campaign. So I'm really keen to shine a spotlight on what's happening in our health system and to make sure that people get the right care they need at the right time and hopefully in their own home and community too, which is really important. But obviously the rail is a big passion of mine. Pokie machines don't belong in pubs and clubs, and I'm very keen to keep the government to account on that particular one, and really just being the voice of the community. So my whole approach to being mayor is to be really grassroots and out there talking to the people and finding out what matters to them. And I'll continue to do that as hopefully MP.
Absolutely. I mean, Christy, it's funny because just off air before, producer Grace came in and she was like, I'm so devastated because you're her mayor at the moment.
And personal mayor.
I go out and collect her bins.
Absolutely.
The curbside for her.
She really is grassroots, isn't she?
Yeah. Grassroots.
Pulling the weeds out, grassroots.
Exactly.
But Christy, I mean, you must feel pretty proud because I feel like you are an absolute role model as a woman in power, as a woman in leadership.
Thank you.
For people in the community. Moving up the ranks, how does this make you feel knowing that you have such an influence on women, young and old, within the Tasmanian community?
Oh, look, I'm incredibly proud of the community that I serve and I love working with them. And I've particularly really enjoyed, as mayor, working with the young girls in our community. So our Emerging Leaders Club that I set up a couple of years ago has been fantastic in working with those young girls, both at Montrose Bay High and Cosgrove High, to show them that you can be whatever you want to be and you just need to put your hand up, give it a go, and that there are amazing people out there to support you. And I've been very lucky that I've had so much support around me in the community as well.
Since your tenure as mayor of Glenorchy as well, do you think there has been an improvement in the way women are recognised in positions of leadership, particularly within Glenorchy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got 7 women out of 10 on council, which is fantastic. And that's sort of unprecedented in Tasmania. We've got a lot of women in our executive leadership team as well, which is fantastic. And I think you can really demonstrate through, you know, the number of girls that are coming through and achieving wonderful things in our community that women really do a fantastic job and we should be out there celebrating that.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you as well, Christy, like there's a lot of, about the numbers and, Libs and Labor going, well, I won't lead a, majority, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
I guess how important is it to be an independent and to have an independent there?
Look, it's incredibly important. And both, right throughout the campaign, before the campaign even, I spoke to people who said they're just so disillusioned with party politics and parties talking about themselves rather than about the issues that matter to them. So to have an independent on the floor, to keep the parties accountable, to say, stop talking about yourselves and start talking about the community that elected you. That's your job, people. Get on with it. That's really important to hold them to account. And that's going to be what my prime role will be in the parliament, hopefully.
Christy, you've done such a phenomenal job. We wish you all the best of
luck. Thank you very much.
Until next Tuesday.
Have you still got time for us now that you're moving
absolutely.
Up in the world?
Absolutely. Okay. Plenty of time for you guys. Oh, yeah.
If you've got time
absolutely.
To take Grace's bins out, you've got time
to
be on this show,
come
Christy.
Here. Exactly right.
Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best
Thank
of luck.
Thank you so much.
We know you probably won't sleep over the next few days.
Who's got time to sleep?
But after next Tuesday, you will be hopefully celebrating. Christy Johnston, thanks
excellent.
So much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.